Wow.
Well, everybody thinks my boy is a girl because he's got long hair.
Oh.
Well, they got five.
God, this year I thought it was like three.
How old is he?
Five, yeah.
Wow, little man now. Yeah.
Yeah.
Incredible.
I know.
Absolutely incredible.
Yeah, I need something. I need to eat something too.
Yeah,
well,
I'd rather have coffee than a cake.
Yeah, a bit of cheese actually. Yeah.
And when you come, if I'm still here,
okay. Well, you know, send me an email whenever you move. Hello. Well, you've seen the house before.
Hello.
I heard you're a neighbour.
Great.
How are you?
Have you seen our house?
Which one are you?
Haven't you given you a tour of the house, haven't I?
No.
No.
You are sort of where the bathroom is.
Is that the bathroom, Matt?
And you're sort of in the entrance of the bathroom. And if we kind of walk around here. This is my room. I'm in the blue room.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the other room, the red room, that's Monica's.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the kitchen, yeah.
Perfect.
And yeah, small but lovely.
It's a big
room. Where they all face that way?
Hmm?
Where they face that way? Where the main entrances were on
the main entrance was that way. Mm-hmm. And then the sort of windows, the windows facing the park.
Had a little backyard.
Yeah.
And were there fences between each of them all the way down, or walls?
No, it was a terrace house, and then there between here and the next one where Joel Fisher lived was just a little alley for the gardeners to kind of go into the back bit, and you can see.
Were the back bit separated as well?
No, you could. The back bit was this kind of long strip of grass, and the gardeners would come in once a year or every half year to kind of clear it up. And you can actually see the edges of the building, sort of where the grass was low is where the buildings were.
Yeah.
And behind that is kind of, and the fence was there at the time too, so it's kind of, it's a bit strange, you know, on this kind of strange, empty land. Yeah, I'm giving up my flat now.
You've spotted your son.
Ah, hello.
Yeah, you're
giving it up. Yeah, it doesn't make sense anymore.
You know,
hello?
Yeah,
no?
In the pub once with.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, it's been a while ago.
Yeah.
Where do you live? All right.
Which number is it? We're trying to work it out. It's in this first block.
Is that a navy blue door?
Or
did I remember that?
Black.
It's black, okay. Well, we did come in the evening.
Yeah, you came in the back.
Michelle, can I ask you a favour? Would you mind emailing me a couple of photos just of the sort of general view of the house? But you might want to put one up on the website. Provisionally we're looking at next Thursday, but this is annoying, but
I'm Michelle.
I know that was really nice.
You're still using film?
Black and white.
Black and white, oh good. Always
You seem a little lost.
All
right, you're on your own.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm Jan. I'm one of the people who live here,
oh,
or used to live here. That's what it is. And we're having a little housewarming.
Yes, I see that.
So if you want to have a coffee or a tea, you could, you know, just welcome to come inside.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And why did they demolish?
There was a scheme to rebuild, to build new houses on this site and to redevelop this whole area, and then money fell through or the crisis began, and so it was shelved for, I don't know, forever or for just, I don't know, until they have money to do this. I have no idea.
Oh wow. And how long did you live here?
I lived here between 2002 and 2006.
Oh, so for quite a while.
And then I was the first to move out, you know, then they started this rehousing thing. And then the last people may have moved out in 2007, and then the demolition began, I think, sometime 2007, and then finally my house was demolished in 2008, May 2008. And I think they started that month, they started at the beginning of the row, and then probably finished during June, July, or whenever.
Wow, it doesn't even look like there was ever anything here.
Yeah, I know.
It must be weird to come back here and see, like, the same, you know, front and yard, but not home.
Well, especially the fence.
Yeah, right.
You know, when you think, well, hold on, why is this not part of the park?
Yeah.
You know, why is it not made like one?
Yeah.
It's very strange.
Yeah, that is really weird. Yeah, it's remnants of what was here before. Mm. Interesting. And so, was the bedroom I'm
listening to? No, I'll give you a tour of the house. Okay, this is the kitchen.
Kitchen, yeah.
The bathroom. And then it's a door here.
Yeah.
And this is the one room.
Okay.
All right, and if you go through the door here, this is the other room. And so there was a nice view on the park.
Right,
very
yeah,
quiet.
Yeah.
And yeah, this was the red room. And Monica stayed there for a while, and she made a video here, and this was my one.
Bye-bye, nice to meet you.
Well, nice to meet you, and thank you very much.
Yeah.
And let us know when it's going
to
be.
Hopefully I'll be able to tell them.
Okay.
Thanks very much.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. yeah, BBC 4, they're doing this program about social housing after the financial crisis, and he saw this and he took it as an opportunity to kind of start the program. So that's ideal because, you know, the work of art means something in the wider social context.
Absolutely. Very neat. I like it. I like your former place. So where do you live now?
I live in a tower block just across the Shields Road.
Close by.
Close by, and it's also a far better place.
Oh, okay.
But I'm moving out there on Monday. I'm moving to Germany, where I'm from originally.
Oh, so back.
Mm.
Oh, okay. And so how long were you here then? Just from when you moved to this place? 2002, I think you said?
Yeah, Newcastle, yes. I mean, I lived in the UK since 95. I studied in London, and then you know, lived there afterwards and then got a fellowship here at the University of Newcastle and moved up for it.
That's where I'm staying, near the University of Newcastle.
Okay.
I walked here from there.
Okay.
It was a bit of a challenge,
yeah.
But I made it.
Yeah, it's kind of, it's manageable. It's sort of, if you're walking fast, it's about 25,
yeah,
30 minutes.
Yeah, I got a little lost.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a little lost at the bridge part. I
oh, yeah.
Like, but now I got it.
So you're studying at the university or what?
No, I was actually part of the festival.
Oh, okay.
With Mammalian, we did Haircuts by Children.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
So just we're here until the end of the festival just
okay.
to check it out and see everyone else's work. And yeah.
Oh, that's good. Did you enjoy it?
Oh, yeah. It was great. It worked out really well. Yeah.
Yeah.
The school was great and everyone was
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you very
nice
much for
you.
Coming. Yeah, it's good to see you too. And yeah, we'll keep in touch.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. Yeah, thank you. I didn't have time to see anything else, so I worked. I had 2 days teaching at the University of Northumbria, the other university.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, yesterday we went to see a few exhibitions after, but we also had to prepare this, and so that was really...
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, we came just for this, so it's a little easier, you know, when you've only got one objective. It's just...
Yeah.
Hello.
How are you
here for?
Well, I'm leaving on Monday. I'm leaving the country on Monday. How about you? Did you come from Leeds all the way
from... Well, from York.
Oh, York, yeah.
I sort of went to the... Sorry, I'm in touch.
Yeah.
No, please.
Went to the Baltic and then to Durham later on.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh,
yeah. I think I'm going to miss this. You know, we need to take this down and then probably get warm again.
Yes, yeah. I'm sort of like Durham, maybe. I'm maybe not.
There is. Sorry, what was your name?
Eva.
Graham.
Oh, yeah.
Oh no, there's another festival in Durham, some sort of light
show, right?
Things. Yeah. Yeah.
I went last year, it was brilliant.
I've heard the very, very good things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Will it still happen in the rain?
Probably.
I guess it always rains here.
Oops.
So you've been playing ping pong?
Tomorrow? Why?
He said something about ping pong in front of Top Shop.
Oh, not me.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I saw the ping pong.
Table tennis.
Oh.
That's ping pong.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that in the mall. I was there yesterday.
What you
been
up
to? You know, trying to sort out my life in the first place.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Oh, look, there's going to be a rainbow.
So this is Graham Martin, the guy from York University that emailed someone that knew you and you transferred him to me.
Via Conrad.
Really?
Yes, that was my Berlin trip.
Oh,
my two Berlin trips.
Is that my Berlin? Oh, fine.
Yeah, so I haven't really, so I've been jetting back and forth to kind of sort out the final situation with the flat here and kind of give it up and so forth. And then from Monday onwards I can lead a bit more of a quiet life and kind of work again properly.
Yeah.
While I was here, I had 2 days teaching at the university, so that was, and they just jam-packed the day with tutorials, which really out of order, actually. Afterwards he said, oh, you're being paid for 6 hours, and I worked about... What, 6.5 hours proper work?
How many students did you have in
on the second day? I probably gave me 12 students.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Usually, you know, like,
eight.
I've done talk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Usually you do eight, and then you do four on the day, or maybe or three on the day of your talk, and then you do the talk, and then you do three, four tutorials, and then another eight, maybe seven or eight on the other day. You know?
Yeah.
Gotta get this out of the way, actually.
Weather.
I know, but it's not.
Would anyone like tea from Rainbow House?
help it.